An island cut off from oil and sinking deeper into crisis. It's been over a month since Cuba received its last oil shipment from Mexico, a result of threats from the American president to impose tariffs on any country that delivered oil to the communist nation. Now Donald Trump is offering a takeover and says Havana is in talks with his Secretary of State.
The Cuban government is talking with us. They're in a big deal of trouble, as you know. They have no money, they have no anything right now, but they're talking with us, and maybe we'll have a friendly takeover of Cuba.
The island nation only produces 40% of its own fuel and mainly relies on oil to power their energy grid. Blackouts are now endemic and petrol is being rationed, bus routes suspended. The UN is increasingly concerned.
Situation is serious, I think, and it is evolving quite rapidly. And it carries a real, a risk for human suffering. The energy shortages are quite prolonged and will not remain as technical problems. They become humanitarian emergencies.
The fuel crisis is causing Cubans to adapt as best they can, with many turning to bikes.